This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Top of the morning to ya. And by gosh and begara, have a wonderful St. Patty's Day. I may be part Irish, but I am all American, as those phrases really are. But it is St. Patrick's Day, and that makes me think of shamrocks and all things green. It was the Celtic Druids who started the shamrock on its path to Irish glory. They believed the number 3 to be a perfect number, and as such, to have inherent mystical powers. No one's quite sure why they believed this, but it's possible the number signified the totality of the past, present, and future, or sky, earth, and underground. Whatever the reason, the Celts attached great significance to the number. It's also known to have represented the rebirth of spring, and later became Ireland's national symbol of pride. The funny part is, there's no actual shamrock plant. Shamrock is a kind of slurred pronunciation of the Irish word shamrock, meaning little clover. It's really white clover, also known as Trifolium repens, a 3-leaved plant that was thought of as a weed, but is now a great lawn replacement. In ancient days, the Celts believed that white clover warded off evil spirits. It does attract pollinators. With its 3 leaves, it also became a symbol of the Holy Trinity to early Christians. White clover is considered a beneficial plant to organic lawn care because it fixes nitrogen. Simply put, it keeps your soil in better shape than your lawn does. White clover is an excellent forage crop for livestock and is considered survival food due to its high protein and abundance. Another plant closely associated with the shamrock is oxalis. Check out gardenbite.com for more on that one. But for today, I'll believe in shamrocks and leprechauns with pots of gold at the end of some distant rainbow, hoping some deserving soul will find it. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.